the First United Methodist Church podcast is recorded live every week at 4832 Tujunga Avenue in North Hollywood, California. Thank you for downloading.
Good morning. I have this morning's reading. If we believe that the mother of gratitude is a thankful heart, then related attitudes of joy, care, and sharing time together become an important part of the family. Instead of resenting what has not and may not ever happen, why not with glad and grateful hearts celebrate what has?
Thanks, Norman. We do this every Monday, and it's fairly close to what we're doing, except we don't have the Acostas, so that would be lovely to have them with us, but also difficult. I want to first say that my original title, I had a scripture picked for this Sunday before I realized we had chosen it to be Community Day. I had a scripture picked out of the Gospels that's an apocalyptic. That means it's a fear and gloom and doom with a touch of hope kind of thing. And I titled it, When Fear Becomes Our Prison, and an illustration of that just happened to me this morning when I got here and realized that Troop 18 wasn't here. You see, ultimately, whatever happens during a worship service is on me. It's my responsibility. I'm the ultimate authority for worship. That's the only place they give United Methodist pastors absolute authority. And so I blew it. And I thought, doggone it. But the daisies and the brownies stepped forward and showed us that we need not be afraid. There is emergent, capable, wonderful leadership available, which means that we need not be afraid. We need to be hope-filled and glad. And I am, because they made me look good. So I want to talk about gratitude. Gratitude, as you heard, is related to thankfulness. We've got Thanksgiving staring us in the face. So it's especially at this season that we start to think, what are we thankful for? And teachers will ask this question of students. But if we spend our life thinking about this, then we're less likely to moan what hasn't happened in our lives. Garrison Keillor, in one of his Prairie Home Companions, talked about it in this way. He said, if we are grateful for what we have, then we're less likely to bemoan what we don't have. And so it is in life. Gratitude starts with appreciating what we have rather than what we don't have. I begin my day in some form of a meditative state. Some would call it prayer. I sometimes am talking while I'm on the freeway, which people say is not possible, but I do that because that's what life sometimes calls me to do. But as part of my attitude of gratitude, I'm constantly giving thanks for my wife. Next Sunday, she will have tolerated me for 35 years. We were talking about this yesterday, and not about why she's tolerated me for 35 years, but about how 35 years has passed and how grateful I am for the relationship I share with her. I'm grateful for my sons. I'm grateful for the call that I have to be a United Methodist pastor. I'm grateful for this congregation. There are frustrations in all of life, but if we begin thinking of those things we might be grateful for, we are 10 steps ahead. At least that's my understanding and the way I endeavor to live. So part of the question we have to ask ourselves as we look at community is, are we grateful to be together? And I will tell you, yes, I am grateful for the variety of communities, even at the times that we frustrate each other. And I know we do. That's part of what it means to be part of a community. We've got a diverse community. We aren't members of the same faith tradition. We don't have the same political understandings. But we ought to be grateful, bless each other in our individual endeavors. I leave you with this thought. I don't remember what text I got this from, but it's a quote from Calvin Coolidge, a late president, who was not well thought of in his time, but his wisdom has seemed to bless across time and space. Calvin Coolidge said, "Of the 10 demons headed your way, which frighten you and cause you great fear, 9 will run into the ditch before they ever arrive." I think all 10 do most of the time, if we have an attitude of gratitude.
Thank you for listening to the North Hollywood First United Methodist Church Sermon Podcast, delivered by Dr. Joey McDonald. For more information, please check out nohomethodistchurch.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter under NoHoFUMC.